Hi and welcome to MathSit Podcast F12, Sequences. To use this podcast, you will need to download the worksheet F-12 from the website www.maths-it.org.uk. This podcast focuses on sequences and generating the nth term. Question 1. Reese and Tris are studying a number pattern. The first three numbers in the number pattern are 1, 3 and 7. Reese says that the next number is 13. Tris says it's the next number is 15. Explain why both Reese and Tris could be right. We just need to play around with numbers. So, Tris is thinking that with multiplying each of the numbers by 2 and adding 1. So this would give you 7 times 2 plus the 1, which gives you 15. So that's why they think it's 15. And Reese thinks that we're looking at the difference between the numbers. The difference between 1 and 3 is 2. The difference between 3 and 7 is 4. So the difference between 7 and the next number must be 6. So the answer would be 13. You might have other reasons as to why they are both correct, but as long as you can justify it, you'll be awarded the marks. Question 2. First 5 terms of a sequence, 11, 16, 21, 26 and 31. Write down the next 2 terms of the sequence. If you look at the difference between each of the terms, we're adding 5 each time. So the next 2 numbers are 36 and 41. For part B, it says explain how. Well, we've added 5, so the answer would be add 5 each time. And part C, explain why 248 is not a term of the sequence. If you look at all the numbers, they either end with a 1 or a 6. And 248 does not end in a 1 or a 6, so therefore it can't be a term in the sequence. Question 3. Who are the first terms of another number sequence? 97, 91, 85, 79 and 73. Write down the next 2 terms. So again, you can do that by looking at the difference. The difference each time is 6, but this time we're taking away 6. So 73 take away 6 is 67. And 67 take away 6 is 61. And part B, we found out because we take away 6 each time. Part C, the 20th term of the number sequence is minus 17. Write down the 21st term of the sequence. Well, minus 17 take away another 6 is minus 23. Question 4, here are some terms in a number sequence. If we have a look at the table, you can see the pattern. 2 plus 3 is 5, 3 plus 5 is 8, so all they're doing is they're adding the 2 terms in the sequence. So 5 plus 8, 13. 8 plus 13 is 21. And 13 plus 21 is 34. Similar number pattern in that they're adding the previous 2 terms. So 14 and 23 would give you 37, which is your first term. And 23 plus 37 equals 60. So the answer was 37 and 60. Question 5. The first term of a sequence is 3, and the rule for the sequence is add 4 to the previous term. So we have to write down the second term and the third term of the sequence. So adding 4 onto 3 gives us 7, and another 4 gives us 11. So the answer is 7 and 11. To work out the 10th term of the sequence, well, I actually go on to part C first, work out the nth term, and then go back to doing the 10th term. It makes it a bit easier. So the nth term of the sequence, we'll look at the difference each time, that's 4. And then how do I get from 4 to 3? We take away 1. So the answer is 4n minus 1 for part C. Going back to part B, the 10th term of the sequence, 4 times 10 is 40, take away 1 gives us 39. So the 10th term is 39. You could write out all of your terms up until the 10th term for that question, and I've worked it out that way. Question 6. The first 5 terms of another sequence are 2, 13, 24, 35 and 46. So the difference each time is 11. So it's 11n. You could write out your 11 times table above to help you. But to get from 11 to 2, you just need to take away 9. So it's 11n minus 9. And question 7. Each pattern has a number of dots. So first of all, I would count the number of dots in each of the patterns. So you've got 5 in pattern 1, 8 in pattern 2, 11 in pattern 3, and 14 in pattern 4. So the formula We use by working out the difference each time. The difference each time is 3. So in the 3 times table, you could write that out. How do I get from the 3 times table to my formula there? And that's to add 2. So the answer is 3n plus 2.